Ever stand in your backyard and think, man, this space has so much potential?
Yeah.
Like maybe it's time for a fence upgrade, but where do you even begin?
It can definitely feel overwhelming.
Totally. And that's exactly why we're doing this deep dive.
Yeah.
We're diving into the website of Above All Fence. They're a top-rated contractor right here in OKC to help you navigate this whole fence building world.
It's more complex than people realize. Picking a fence isn't just about, you know, keeping the dog from running off. It's about creating a space you'll actually want to spend time in, boosting your property value, even just like how you experience your neighborhood changes.
That's so true. And going through Above All's website, I was honestly surprised by just how many options there are. I mean, it's not just wood or chain link anymore, right?
Right.
To break it down into three main categories: wood privacy, ornamental steel, and then corrugated steel.
And each of those has its own, like, pros and cons.
Okay, so let's break those down a bit, starting with, I guess, the classic wood privacy.
Yeah, it's classic for a reason. Above All, they specialize in custom cedar, which is great for this climate because it's naturally beautiful, but also really durable.
And cedar just smells so good.
It does. They have a bunch of styles, too, from traditional dog ear.
And just for anyone who's not a fence nerd like us, dog ear refers to that rounded shape at the top of each board.
Exactly. They've got dog ear, board on board, which gives a more modern look, even horizontal designs, which are super trendy right now.
I did notice they use metal posts set in concrete for all their wood fences. Was that something that stood out to you living in Oklahoma with our crazy weather?
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's essential here. Intense sun, the occasional ice storm, it can really do a number on a fence. So yeah, those metal posts set in concrete, that's what gives it that extra sturdiness so it lasts.
Makes sense. Okay, so that's wood privacy. What about, I guess on the other end of the spectrum, you've got corrugated steel, right?
Yeah, think of corrugated steel as that, like, reliable workhorse of fencing.
Not as flashy, but it gets the job done.
Exactly. It might not have the, you know, charm of a cedar fence, but the low maintenance is a huge selling point. No staining, no treating, just year after year of, you know, doing its job.
Practical.
Exactly. And then, of course, there's ornamental steel, which a lot of people see as that nice blend of aesthetics and practicality. You get the sleek, modern look, but it's still that durable metal.
Yeah, those are sharp. And Above All uses powder-coated steel, which I'm guessing is more resistant to, like, chipping and peeling than regular paint.
Oh, absolutely. Way more durable, looks better for longer.
I did see they even combine wood with metal sometimes.
Yeah. You can get really creative with it.
For sure. I will say, browsing through all those photos on their website,
yeah,
inspiring, but kind of overwhelming. How's someone supposed to narrow it down, figure out what's right for them?
That's where it gets really personal. It's about your priorities. What are you actually trying to achieve with this fence?
Right. Like, are we talking privacy, noise reduction? Is this a Fort Knox situation? We need some serious security.
Exactly. And each one of those needs, it leads to different features, different materials, different designs. So next we're going to unpack those connections and talk about how to figure out what's right for you.
So let's say you're listening to this and you're thinking, okay, I'm sold on a new fence, but how do I actually choose?
Right. How do you narrow it down?
Exactly. And Above All's website, they have these great sections like more value, more privacy, more security. It's all about figuring out what matters most to you.
Love that. Because a fence really is an investment.
Oh, absolutely.
And just like with any investment, you got to make sure it, you know, aligns with your goals.
100%. So let's say privacy is like top of my life.
Okay.
What are we talking about here? Just a tall fence.
Height definitely matters. Yeah.
Yeah.
A tall, solid wood fence is usually going to be the most private, but it's not just about how high it is.
What else?
Think about the density of the wood, too, like a tight board-on-board design, way more secluded than, say, a dog ear style where you've got those wider gaps.
Right, right. Didn't even think about that. Okay, what about noise? I've got, let's just say, some neighbors who love karaoke night a little too much. Does the type of fence make a difference for noise reduction?
It absolutely does. Solid fences, whatever the material, they're always going to be better at blocking sound than something with gaps or a more open design.
Okay, good to know.
And here's a pro tip. If you're really serious about that noise, having the fence posts set in concrete can actually make it even better at blocking sound.
Really?
Yeah. The concrete cuts down on the vibrations that can travel through the fence. So it's like an added layer of, you know, peace and quiet.
Wow, the things you learn. Okay, let's switch gears to security. What if I need something that's more than just a visual barrier? You know, like this needs to be a deterrent.
Right. You want people to see that fence and think twice.
Exactly.
So Height's obviously a factor, makes it harder to climb, but the material and design matter too.
How so?
Well, a chain link fence, affordable, but pretty easy to get over.
Yeah, true.
A solid wood or steel fence with a smooth surface that's going to be a lot more of a challenge.
Makes sense. No. And I'm guessing the gate's a big part of that too.
Huge. You could have the most secure fence in the world, but if your gate's flimsy, it's all for nothing.
So what kind of gates are we talking about here?
Above all, they have a bunch of options.
It is, Tom.
Heavy-duty steel frames, reinforced hinges. They even have those automated gates. Remember we talked about those?
Oh, yeah. Those are so cool. It's like something out of a spy movie. But explain it like I forgot what they are, which I kind of did.
Basically, it's a gate you can open and close remotely. Right. Keypad, remote control, even your phone. Adds a whole other layer of security, especially if you're worried about, you know, unwanted guests or keeping a furry friend contained.
Speaking of things that give you peace of mind, something else Above All talks about that I wanted to touch on is just the importance of choosing a contractor you trust.
It's huge. People don't always think about that part.
No, they really don't.
But this is a big investment, right? Both financially and, like, the impact on your property. You want to make sure you're working with someone who's got a good reputation, does quality work, and, you know, runs their business the right way.
And Above All seems to really check all those boxes. They're local, family-owned, been part of the OKC community for years. Their website talks a lot about how they want to build relationships with their customers, almost like an extension of their family.
I love that. It's that local touch. You know, you're not just a number to them. You're a neighbor. And beyond that, that whole focus on relationships, it speaks volumes.
It really does.
This isn't like buying a toaster, you know? You're going to want someone you can call if you have a question later or if you need a repair down the line, maybe even want to add to it in the future.
Totally. Speaking of which, I was really impressed they offer a full warranty on their work.
Oh, yeah, that's huge. Lots of companies say they stand behind their work, but a warranty, that shows they mean it.
And for something like a fence, that peace of mind, you can't put a price on that.
Exactly. Shows they believe in their work, believe in the materials. It's reassuring.
Okay, so we've covered a lot. Different types of fences, how to choose the right one for your needs, finding a contractor you trust. It's a lot. If someone's listening to all this, what's the one thing we want them to really take away?
You know, I think after all of that, the most important thing is to remember a fence isn't just a fence.
Okay, I like where this is going.
It's an investment in your property, in your privacy, in how you get to enjoy your home. It's about quality of life.
It really is. It's about creating a space that not only you enjoy, but that adds value for, you know, down the road too.
Exactly. Whether you're thinking about selling someday or you just want to enjoy all those benefits of a beautifully fenced property, it's a win-win.
And let's not forget those, like, intangible returns, right? The peace of mind, knowing your kids and pets can run around back there, the joy of having friends over to a space that feels more private. I don't know. Even just for myself, I love to garden, and having a nice fence just makes it feel more like my little haven.
Oh, absolutely. It's those little things. You can't put a price tag on that feeling.
Okay, so to recap, we've explored a lot about fences, the different types, how to choose the right one for you, finding a contractor who's, like, on the same page.
We covered a lot of ground.
We did. And more than just, you know, throwing a bunch of facts at you, I hope this deep dive has given our listener the info they need to actually tackle this project.
Me too. Because at the end of the day, a fence is way more than just wood and nails. It's about creating a space that feels right for you.
Love that. So if our listener is ready to take that next step, what's the one thing we want them to do?
Don't wait. Seriously. Go check out Above All Fence's website. Look at their gallery. Get those ideas flowing. And then, most importantly, schedule that free consultation.
Yes. Free consultation. Can't beat that. Get your questions answered. And you might even be surprised they might have suggestions you hadn't even thought of.
That's the best part of working with people who really know their stuff. They open up the possibilities.
Totally. Well, on that note, I think we're going to let our listener get started on their fence building journey. Any final words of wisdom for them as they head out into the world of fences?
Just remember, a well-chosen fence, it's not just a boundary. It's the start of something really great. A more beautiful, more functional, more you outdoor space.
I love that. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of fences, everybody. Until next time.